Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Bring us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend, Jeff Sabar. Jeff is an award-winning journalist, received a national award from the SBA a few years ago, and he is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website and all the things he does, including his books and the things that he writes and the things that he does for folks, and he will be glad to help you with. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us.
I appreciate one of the things, taking the time.
One of the things, Jeff, that I've been thinking about a lot lately, and I know you talk about a lot, is the fact that that more and more businesses, it's filtering down more and more to small businesses, more and more customers, maybe I should say, are expecting to hear, and I put "hear" in quotes, mm-hmm. expecting to hear some kind of a voice from the people they do business with. Either, and I'm talking about digital. I'm talking about some kind of an article, a podcast, a blog post, a video. It could be 90 seconds long,
right?
But increasingly, customers are wanting you. One of the relevance factors they're looking for is something, some voice from the business. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I think part of it, and I think that, you know, sort of lost in what you were just saying, and I think it can't be overlooked, is the fact that it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be, you know, sort of burdensome or troublesome or, you know, something that takes you forever to do. It just has to be out there. People just want to hear from you. They want your expertise. You know, they just want to learn what you have to say and how you can help them. And too often we get caught up in thinking, I don't have time to blog. I don't have time to record a podcast. I don't have time or learn how to do some of these things. I don't have time to shoot a little video. I have a client who I did some writing for who was started as a very small company. He just exercised his exit and actually did rather well, meaning he sold his company. But early on, he was doing video little reviews and how-tos using his product. And just with a silly camera, just a silly camera, but a simple camera.
Probably a $100 camera.
Yeah, and that's all it takes. That's all it takes these days. And he just uploaded it and eventually had a library of hundreds of videos of how-tos to, you know, how to use his product.
And that increased the value of the sale of his business in directly and indirectly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's really a dramatic thing that he had all this, and that was just one level of his content. He didn't have, I mean, he had that, he had a number of blog posts, he had lots of reviews, written reviews, so it was searchable by the engines. But the point is, he wasn't a writer, but he knew people who could write. And he also, and there were times that
he probably hired a college kid to handle the camera and maybe to do the editing and upload it to YouTube or whatever.
Absolutely. And the point is, you know, that which he could do, he did. And that which he couldn't do, he hired or delegated within the organization. And that becomes your ability to grow content on your site. So again, it doesn't have to be something that you have to outsource to some firm that wants $5,000 a month to do this. You know, it can be. I mean, the college kid to do the stuff that doesn't have your name on it necessarily. You know, when it comes to writing, you might want a professional. You might want a college kid, but you have to, you know, review the content pretty closely, make sure it's on, give them a list of keywords to use. But the point is, don't get stymied by, I've never done this before. As you've said, you're going to need to learn. If you want to run, for example, a website, if you want to be found out there on online searches, if you want, you know, people to report back to Yelp and to some of the reference tools out there and say, you know, you've done this. This company has done well. Give them something to talk about. You know, as the singer said, you know, let's give them something to talk about.
Everybody one thing that has not changed in the marketplace is that people are looking for differentiators. They're we're all deciding: do I want apples or oranges?
Right.
Do I want an Audi or a Buick? You know, do I want United or Delta? You know, we're all looking for reasons to make a decision. How am I going to make this decision to go this way, to go left or right? And it used to be competitive, meaning
right.
This group had a better product and at a better price, etc. Today, everybody expects the products to measure up. Everybody expects the price to be not that big a deal. So what's the new differentiator? The new differentiator is becoming more human, Jeff.
Right. Right.
I think people are saying, you know what? I really like the way I could see that person's face. I hear them talk about their product. This other company, I'm sure they're a good company, but I don't know what they think about. I don't know what their values are.
Right.
I mean, and I think it's happening subliminally, Jeff.
Well, we don't know, but we're becoming. We may not know. I don't know what I like, but I know it when I see it. That kind of thing. So we may not realize what we like out there at the moment, but we know it when we see it because we become indoctrinated. We go, look, there's a reason YouTube is the second most, the search engine in YouTube is the second most used search engine on the internet, okay,
yep.
After Google. Well, this might be an older stat, but the point is people are searching. People want to learn. People want to find out about things, and they're searching for it so they can see it and they can learn about it online.
They want to hear your voice. Hey, Jeff,
absolutely.
I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Good stuff. Love to be with you. Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Jeff Sabar, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com. He's all over the social media, too. Check that out, too. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.